Out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey everybody, welcome in. I hope that you are all keeping safe and warm out there. It's Tuesday. This is Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and I am so glad that you're joining in with us today because we have a special program just for you. You're going to like it. It features our East Bonner County Library, and we are focusing in on a program called Natural Connections. And Joyce Jowdy is the library coordinator for that program. She's here with us in the studio. And coming along are some of the people that will be presenting and being with you during the Natural Connections program this coming Saturday at the library. We have author, local author, Jeannie Higby. She's going to be here talking about her book. We also have Ruth Klingsmith with the Suzuki String Academy, and one of her students who is going to play the violin for us a little bit, just to give us a taste of what you will get in fullness on Saturday at the library. His name is Andrew Pranitis, and he's a homeschool student and a student at Suzuki String Academy. Wow, we've got a lot going on. So let's take that first break right now, and we'll be right back.
Take living to the next level at Under the Sun in downtown Bonner's Ferry. Come shop with friends and enjoy lunch in the bistro with its wonderful food selection, plus beer and wine, and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique, Handpicked, open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Sandpoint Superdrug has everything you need in one place. Stop in now for the best selection on gifts and housewares. Check out their hardware department for your winter maintenance. Traction sand, snow shovels, ice melt, to easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. Visit their nutrition center for your health needs and talk to an associate about their new clinical services now available. Happy New Year from Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue, serving Sandpoint for over 50 years.
Looking for a great job? Super One Foods in Sandpoint is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $20 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store and ask for Steve or Ryan. And at Super One Foods, they say save time, shop online. Just log on and select your items, then pick up at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. Go to superonefoods.net for Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
I bet you folks are glad to be done with your shopping. Hopefully, all your gifts went well. But there's one last store to visit, this time just for yourself. Your chance to get one of the top-rated Samsung, LG, or Sony TVs at a crazy low price. Where? At Video Only's year-end clearance sale. A great way to end the year. If you don't check out these deals at Video Only, you'll be sorry.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Hey Hey, everybody. Welcome back in. Like I said on the introduction, we've got a great program coming your way, and we are going to start off with some wonderful music. One of our guests today is Andrew Pranaitis. Pranaitis. That's Lithuanian, by the way. How interesting, hey? He is a student here locally. He's a homeschool student. He has been learning and playing and studying the violin at the Suzuki String Academy for 5 years. He's 13 years old. I can hardly believe that. He is so tall and handsome. He can't be 13. He looks older, and he is going to play his violin right now for us. He's going to play Humoresque. So enjoy. Andrew Pranaitis, you heard him here first, all right? Thank you so much for sharing that with us. That's so, so very good. Well, I'm going to change the order that I was thinking I would talk to you, ladies, and I'm going to start, Ruth, with you. So move, get that microphone up, and we'll make sure that you've got a good sound check going on there. Andrew is one of your students at the Suzuki String Academy.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for having us all here.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the Suzuki String Academy. How long have you been in business and how many students? And it's lovely.
Yeah, well, we started about 5 years ago. Andrew was one of our first students, so it was fun to have him. Thank you for letting him play on your show. And we started, our mission is to create a family and community connection through music. And the Suzuki method is a beautiful internationally used method where it has a lot of parent involvement. Mm-hmm. So we specialize in actually starting students as young as three on violin and viola. And we also have cello. And the parent learns the instrument with them.
Oh.
So it's a very
lovely,
unique.
Like a family.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very family centered approach where the student and the teacher and the parent are all working together.
That's so lovely. You know, one of the things that I've read about the violin, especially the cello, I think, is that because you are holding that instrument, maybe a guitar also, you're holding that instrument close to your body and it vibrates in your body that you actually really feel the music in a way that you may not feel it with a piano or, I don't know. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, I would very much agree with that because the violin or viola you're holding right cradled into your neck.
Close to your heart.
Yes, the cello is also right there by your heart. And so it's definitely just a beautiful feeling to be able to create the music. We all love to listen to music. Music is such a big part of our lives.
Yes.
But then to take it a step further and be able to be part of creating that music is just a beautiful skill to have. And it's a gift that we want to give the kids in our community. And the younger they're able to participate in that, the more natural it is for them. Suzuki is called the mother tongue method because they approach teaching music like you would learn your mother tongue.
Yes.
So they're surrounded by it.
They're like
listening.
The way they learn computers now.
Yeah.
And phones. Little kids.
Right.
They know what they're doing. It's another language that they learn very
right.
early.
Right, and they're very quick. So children can pick up multiple languages if they have members in their family speaking multiple languages. They just pick them all up.
Yeah.
And it's the same with music.
Oh, it's totally true. I was in the Peace Corps many, many years ago, and I had little kids, mostly, you know, elementary school kids learning English, but the parents wanted to learn too. The kids were much better students. They were just so intuitive. They didn't worry about anything other than having fun and imitating. And
exactly.
Yeah, and so they liked it. Let's talk about Saturday, January 20th, Ruth, when you and some of your crew are going to be at the library at 11 a.m. What is starting at? Oh no! Yes, you're doing music with the book or for the book that Jeannie's here to talk about. Tell our audience just a little bit to tempt them so they'll come.
I'm so excited. So Joyce from the Sandpoint Library reached out to us and she said, "I have this idea to match music with Jeannie's book." And Jeannie had this dream that she was wanting to see if we could make happen. And so that is what we're doing at 11 o'clock this Saturday at the Sandpoint Library.
So we'll be reading and music.
Yes. So we are playing little excerpts of music, kind of like what you heard. Actually, one of the pieces will be one of the ones Andrew played. And we have a small trio quartet, actually of our faculty. performing with Jeannie as she reads. And it'll be woven together with excerpts from the story.
And we're going to get into that story because it's about a violin, so it's perfect. And then at 12:30, I'm just going to keep it with you so our audience can kind of get, you know, in on what's happening. So 11 a.m., the music and the reading of this wonderful book, and then a lunch break, 12:30, you come back for a musical presentation.
Yes, and that will be our students, and we will have students ages 5 all the way up to high school playing at that presentation. And so this is a great opportunity for anybody to come, bring a sack lunch, and hear these students play. And the really amazing thing about how the students learn is they learn all by ear.
Yes.
So you will not see any sheet of music. They're all standing. They play together weekly in groups. So they're used to performing together in that community. And so you'll see students from ages 5 on up making music together.
I love your analogy that learning music and playing music and doing what you do is language, because that's the way we actually do learn a language. Mm-hmm. We always have to hear it first.
Yes.
And then later we can read and write.
But exactly.
We hear, and that's why our beautiful babies who have some hearing issues, that's a part of the challenge for them. I love how that is. And then the last thing, drawn to music, is that with you and your group also, or is that somebody else at 1 p.m.?
That will be something Jeannie will be guiding.
Okay, is, we'll get to that.
Art
then.
And experience.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. That's wonderful. All right. Well, we have got, I think we're going to take a break right now. This is just a natural transition. And when we come back, this book that we've been talking about called The Violin Thief by Jeannie Higby is what we're going to talk about. Jeannie is here with us. And on Saturday, as Ruth Klingsmith was just telling us, you can hear portions of this book read to you with music in the background, or music emphasizing and highlighting and kind of going along with it. I love that. All right, stick with us. We have a lot more coming your way.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local family-owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Time for winter winnings at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. This January, we're celebrating the season with super spins all month long. Show me the money. Take a break from the action in a Kootenai Falls Lodge room, starting at just $79 midweek, or upgrade to a Riverview room for $99. And dine to your heart's content at the Springs Restaurant, only $16 all January, for our favorite five. Your choice of chicken fettuccine Alfredo, tri-tip steak, chicken fried steak, double-cut pork chop, or roasted chicken breast. Treat yourself at the Kootenai Spa with a 30-minute massage, scalp ritual, and a Tranquility tub soak for only $89. Or a spa pedicure with paraffin wax for $50. This January, get on up to the Kootenai Casino, where the winning's hot. Just call 888. You are lucky. Or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com today.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
I feel occasional burning and stabbing in my hands as I age.
I sometimes feel numbness and tingling in my feet as I get older.
It's starting to get in the way of doing what I love.
At Nervive, we hear you, and we can help. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use.
Now that I know, I'm taking control.
Try Nervive Nerve Relief and say yes to healthy nerves.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into our program. You know already we've got it going on for you here. I hope that you all were able to hear and enjoy. Violin student, 13 years old, here from Sandpoint, Andrew Pranitis. He was wonderful. Ruth Klingsmith is the director of the Suzuki String Academy. We were just talking with her. She will be appearing with others this coming Saturday at the library, and also there will be the author Jeannie Higby. And Jeannie, you have a book called The Violin Thief. I am so curious about this book. Tell us about it, and where did you get the idea for this?
Well, let me tell you, the entire title is The Violin Thief, A Curious Tale of Lost and Found. And it's interesting that you use the word curious, because that's what brings one genre of the book. The book is coming of age, it's historical fiction, and it's magical realism. Mm. So it's a multi-genre kind of a layered book. And what prompted the book was a different book that I was writing. And the male character in that said, "You can't write this. You don't know who I am. You have to write my story first." And he was right. And so I set aside that book, which will be the sequel, and I started writing his story, which became The Violin Thief. At the same time, I was given the task of taking my father's old violin to see if I could get it into international auction. He had passed, and my mother was going to need the funds. And so I had an appraisal done in Beverly Hills, and indeed the violin was good enough to go to international auction. And when I followed that along, it opened for me an entire archive, online archive, about old violins, old violin makers, and I became fascinated. And it layered in with this story, which had started to be a very simple coming-of-age young violinist story, with the story of centuries-old rivalry between violin makers.
Mm-hmm. Violins can be extraordinarily expensive.
Yes.
I mean, these old violins that you're talking about. Well, I won't ask you to give away anything in the book, but a coming-of-age book, but it's not just for our transitioning teens and college students that are all coming of age. It would be for any age, right, to read and enjoy this book, do you think?
This book is intended for adults, although many of my readers say that mature young adults would enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But it is not a children's book. It's not a YA book.
It is definitely.
The themes are serious. We have greed. We have competition. We have nepotism. We have children's rivalry, adult rivalry. We have mistakes.
Well,
we have fear.
Sounds like life to me.
And we have atonement. And readers do say that one of the things they love so much about the book is the depth of the characters. Because as I say in a little way to sum it up, we're exploring complexities of the heart and the grace of music.
Mm. You know, it's interesting. I was reading a review of the book, and it said in summary, because it has a lot more than this, but it said it's a story about a young boy and his love for music. And we just heard that today with Andrew, didn't we?
As
he played, he loves music. I asked him if he thought he'd have a career in it, and he doesn't know, but maybe. It sounded like kind of a yes to me.
It did. And, you know, I think that the first conscious memory I have of sound is my father playing violin.
Mm.
He had studied at Juilliard, and he had decided that he loved music, but he didn't love the stage. And he wanted to play music all of his life, but he really didn't crave being a performer. But he played all of his life. And I begged for piano lessons when I was 5. And then I became an accompanist for him. And I'm no way a professional. You know, I'm an amateur musician, but I love it. And the kernel of the story is that when my father was 5 years old, he lived in Montana, Cut Bank, Montana, which is way up there close to Glacier Park. And he found a violin in a house that had been burned down. And he knew he wasn't supposed to go into that burned down house. And he did. And he
Well, this is the nugget of the story. So yes. It's got a true...
Just that little part
just
of it.
Just that part, a true basis. I like that.
And he brought it home and he wanted to play it. And there was only one man in town who could teach him. And so that is the kernel of my story. My child finds a violin after a fire, and there's only one man in town, unfortunately, who can teach him.
And so, okay, I have a question, and if this like breaks too much information for our people that we want them to read the book, is this lady Hester Smith or Hester Smythe?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of already didn't like her. Mm-hmm. I was just reading a review, and I'm like, you know, I'm just not sure Hester's my kind of girl.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you tell me about her?
Hester found Douglas he was a foundling on her doorstep. And she was a daughter of hoteliers, and they had died, left funds to herself and her sisters. So she moves up to the tiny city of Elizabethtown, which is up in the Adirondacks, and she starts a B&B, which ends up turning into kind of a strange orphan's home. And so she's the kind of woman who's...
Emphasis on the word strange.
It's strange because it has 4 children, but it has a Chinese cook and his Swedish wife, Astrid, who sews and does tulle embroidery. Wing is a cartoonist. He's a cook, and he's a wise man. And he becomes like a father figure for my character, Douglas. And so Hester Smythe is a no-nonsense person with a really big heart, but she believes in discipline. She believes you follow the rules, you do what you say you're going to do, you follow through, and she'll give you rewards. So she seems really harsh at the beginning, and yet she has a few lessons to learn. She's had her heart broken along the way, and she's a bit rigid. And the book will help follow her through that.
Did you say she was a little bit difficult in the beginning? What word did you use? I mean, I don't know. I think...
Well, then you haven't read far enough.
Okay. She gets better. Is that the atonement
she
and the redemption that we get to?
She has to learn to look at herself.
Yes. Well, we all have to do that. Look in the mirror. Where can people get a copy of your book if they want to purchase it?
They may purchase it in Coeur d'Alene at the Well Read Moose if they wish to go to a local store. It's available at all of the libraries in the Coeur d'Alene region. It's available up here in Sandpoint. If they wish to purchase, they could buy it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Powell's, any of the major bookstores.
Okay. And is it an audio book yet?
No, but I would love to do that. People tell me that they would love to have an audio book with the music. And
oh,
in fact,
with music. Oh, my goodness.
My early readers.
Hatching something up here today.
My early readers, I ended up making a Spotify playlist for it because people were saying, oh, the music that they're playing, because they have to mm-hmm. be playing music, right?
Right.
The music that they're playing, I wish I could find that. And I said, oh, I know, I'll make a Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
And so I did. And it seems the book is like an introduction for some people to classical music that never had the opportunity to learn anything about it. But then it's also people who know the music enjoy the usage of it in the story.
Exactly.
So I would love to do an audiobook.
Yeah, with music, because not all audiobooks have music. It's just, you know, the voice reading. If it's a great narrator, then that makes all the difference in the world. It can be a great book, wrong narrator, you just can't listen. And I have to confess, I love audiobooks now because, I don't know, they go with me when I'm walking. They're in my ear when I can be doing just a few simple things in the kitchen. I can't do anything I have to concentrate on, but listening, and I do. So I just highly recommend getting an audio book out there to play with. And of course, people can get a copy at the East Bonner County Library right here in Sandpoint, right?
And the speaking to music is exactly what you're talking about, because the music that's being played in the book or something very similar is going to, you know, like you said, accent the reading. So you'll get a feeling, if that were an audiobook, what that might be like.
Yeah, definitely. I get that. It's like we were saying on the break that, you know, if you've ever tried to listen to a movie without the music, you know, it just does not have the same impact. I mean, look at the old silent movies. You know, they knew then, though they didn't have voices in the movie, they had that orchestra and the piano player sitting in the movie theater playing music. Not that I'm old enough that I was actually participated in that, but it seems like my grandma told me about that or something. But we've all seen movies about that. All right, we are going to take an early break. This is another transition point, and we're going to take it right now. Stay with us, everyone. We have a lot more coming your way.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FDA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint is your locally family-owned and operated Lennox Premier Dealer. What does that mean to you? Premier Dealers are among the select few in the industry who uphold exceptional service, product training, and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. That's the premier difference. Working with AGE Heating and Cooling is one of the smartest decisions you can make for your home comfort. Call today, 208-603-2210, or visit online at ageheatingandcooling.com. ID HVAC Contractors License Number 059041.
Lana K. Realty has a listing in the Pinecrest Loop on 1 acre and features a 3-year-old home with 1 bedroom, 1 bath with 2 bonus rooms. 1 mile from amenities with south exposure, washer, dryer, and kitchen appliances included. A fenced yard for pets, pergola-covered patio, and front porch. A finished and insulated shop garage, and is move-in ready. Priced at $479,000. For all your real estate needs, see the professionals at Lana K. Realty.
Sick and tired of trying fad diets that don't get you the results you want? Would you like to know how to safely lose up to 30 pounds in about a month? At Spokane Weight Loss, we've cracked the code to weight loss resistance. We make it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back safely, naturally, and effectively with our unique program. If you want to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, calories, exercising, prepared meals, HCG, drugs, hypnosis, or surgery, see real people with success stories at SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Hi, it's Josh. I lost 47 pounds, 21 inches, and I'm off all the meds that I was on for obesity-related illnesses. I know the secret, and so can you.
Many clients lose half a pound to a pound a day. That's up to 30 pounds in about a month. Call now for your free consultation at 509-486-7868. 509-486-7868. That's 509-486-7868. SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Liberty Mutual presents How to Get Ahead at Work.
It's simple. Just ask for a meeting with your supervisor. While you're discussing the latest sales reports, just slip into the conversation that you customized your home insurance with Liberty Mutual and saved hundreds. Whoa! The business savvy you showed saving hundreds of dollars on home insurance will have you running seminars on saving money in no time.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Based on recent survey of new customers who switched and saved, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, northidahoradio.com.
You You know, I love my promo music for my show, but I kind of miss Andrew already. I enjoyed the violin so much. So Andrew, if you're out there listening to the rest of the program, thanks again. We are here right now with three guests. You've just been listening to Jeannie Higby. She is the author of the book, The Violin Thief, A Curious Tale of Lost and Found. She'll be presenting that book and music to go with the book with Ruth Klingsmith of the Suzuki Strings Academy this Saturday at the East Bonner County Library starting at 10 o'clock. And we're going to be talking with Joyce Jowdy, who is the coordinator for this program. She's going to give you all the details. But I want to go back to you, Jeannie, and your book, because you know I was not feeling Hester. I was thinking Hester was a little bit grim. Maybe she was the evil witch or something. But you're telling me that I'm going to ultimately like her and understand her?
Well, I think what turned you to that was that someone said that she had taken away Douglas's violin.
Yes.
One of the problems is that she perceives he has a runaway imagination. She perceives that he's carrying it a little bit too far. He believes that he and the violin share a private communication. And that communication is vibrational, kind of like
Kind of like Ruth was talking to us about when we play the violin.
Exactly.
It
I was picking
resonates up. In our heart.
So he has that connection. And so he believes that it's talking to him and telling him of its creation and is telling him that he's the chosen one to play her because she is a sentient violin and very special. And Hester can't swallow this at first. And she takes him to this Professor Stoya, hoping that maybe, you know, it'll drum some sense into him that it's just an old violin. And so the story goes from there.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, she had a reason. I still don't like it. The other thing, I can't get off the book. You know, I love to read. I want this to be on audio so I can enjoy it on audio or Audible or Hoopla from the library. I love my Hoopla from the library also. But what is one last question about the book is what's with the name of the violin? It's a number. Her name is 253-1.
Violins are often numbered by their makers. This violin, its history, its make, the makers are a bit of a secret. The violin knows it. Something very unusual in the way she was made, but that was the numbering that was put inside the violin for that particular maker.
Okay, so that's her name. All right, one last question, Jeannie.
He does give her a personal name, which is Magic Muriel.
Oh, I like that too. Oh, all right. So drawn to music, there is another part beginning at 1 o'clock in the afternoon this Saturday involving your book and drawing or artwork. Tell us briefly about that. What's going to happen?
Well, first of all, you should know that I'm equally an author and an artist. And to me, they go hand in glove. I can't do one without the other. And so to me, when I'm writing, I am listening to music. And when I am creating art, I'm an oil painter, I listen to music. And so many people say, I can't draw a straight line. You don't need to be able to come and do this 1 o'clock. I'm going to have selections of music. Each one has a particular kind of a mood or personality or structure or non-structure. And we're going to be using oil pastels and colored pencils. And we're going to listen to that music, and I'm going to sort of like guide people through just going freeform and going into that trance that music puts you in, and the colors will evolve before you as you start putting them on paper.
I'm not sure Hester Smythe would approve of going into a trance. I'm just here to say I'm already hearing Hester say it's not quite disciplined enough, and she likes straight lines, so anyway,
Well, you should come and experience for yourself.
Rebel against the Hester in me. All right, very good. Well, we can come back to that. That sounds wonderful. Starts at 1 o'clock. Joyce Jowdy, you are the instigator of all of this. You are the coordinator, if I can call you that, of the Natural Connections program at the library. First of all, what is this program all about? Not the one coming particularly on Saturday, but generally speaking, what is Natural Connections all about?
Well, it's a monthly program that is trying to highlight different aspects of learning, things that interest people. And so it has different topics. As you notice, it's from 10 to 4, and with different time slots, different topics. And, you know, we've had Ayurvedic medicine. This time you can see we're having music. Next time we're going to have cooking, all different topics and different modalities of learning. Some will be hands-on, like the drawing this time. And then next month, a little spoiler, we'll be doing some puppetry, which will have some hands-on, and some cooking that will have hands-on. And other times there's just talks and lectures.
The thing I like about this is that nobody has to say, oh my gosh, the whole day. No, you can come in for one part of it. You can come in at 10 and then get on about your business. Yeah, you'll miss some of the things that come later in the day, but you will be able to come in and appreciate that part of whatever is being offered. And I just really like that people can, or if they want to come for the whole thing, that's great. Bring a lunch, like Ruth was talking. Bring your bag lunch.
Absolutely. And we're really trying to bring the community together, basically, and come together, share your expertise like Jeannie and Ruth are going to do, or come and be a recipient of their knowledge, you know. And it's in, we're calling it natural connections because it's about the connections that come naturally to us, not always just the natural connections inside. A lot of times people think it's just about health, but that is an aspect, but it's all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And it's wanting to, you know, incorporate the library more into the community and the community more into the library and, you know, give people an opportunity to come together, share, get to know their neighbors, you know, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And learn something, explore something, experience something, you know, try something out.
Yeah. And have fun. It just sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah. You know, when we're providing the materials and everything, and sometimes there's take home things. And so you really get to try things out.
What was the tea thing? Didn't you have a tea thing in December? I wanted to come to that, but December is a crazy booking month.
Oh,
anyway.
I wish I knew you were interested because we did it in Clark Fork on Saturday again, and we had a good turnout.
Tea blending
with Laura Clemens from the Tender Apothecary, and she, what's awesome about educating us about the individual herbs, she made a great immune boosting tea, and then people got to mix their own and take some with them after trying stuff.
Well, maybe that one can be a repeat. I'm wondering, Joyce, if we have people out listening as we do in our audience today, and they may have a skill or a talent or something that they do, whether it's tea or music or art or who knows what, like you said, how would they contact you if they wanted to be considered?
Right. They could call me at 208-263-6930, extension 1103, or email me at joyce@ebonnerlibrary.org. And also, I would want to mention, you know, to find out more details about this event or other events, they can always go to our website, ebonnerlibrary.org/events. Mm-hmm. And we actually even have something new that you might be interested in. I don't know if people have heard of personal shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can have somebody do some personal book shopping for you, too. There's a new book match thing that's going on. And that's on our website. Only go under the field audience and adults. And you can go and say what your interests are. And somebody will recommend some books for you. So if you're interested in expanding your horizons in a different direction and you want to see what somebody else thinks might be a good read,
I don't know. That's
something new.
I just may be into saving some time than walking up and down the stacks looking for some alphabetical name of an author I'm looking for. Anyway, that's my issue. I think it'll be easier for our audience to remember. Just call the library and ask for Joyce Jowdy. Library's 208-263-6930. And so just call them and ask for Joyce or ask for the gal who runs Natural Connections. I guarantee you will get in touch with her. Now, let me see. ebonnerlibrary.org is your website. And you said you can, there's a button there that's events. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend that everybody go and punch that little button, that little icon at the library website, because it comes up day by day by day by day. You can pick out the day and it will give you all of the events that are going on that day. It's magic. It's wonderful. And you can, you know, because you may think, you know, I'm not going to be there for 4 days, but I am going to be there next Wednesday. What's going on Wednesday? I want to give a heads up. This coming Thursday, today's Tuesday, so this Thursday, there's you can learn Spanish. But what I'm really interested in is Monday. You know where I'm going. Do you know what's happening on Monday, one of the events? It's Learn to Speak Dog. What? I'm like, what? Learn to Speak Dog? I don't know who that is. It must be a local vet. Do you know?
I don't, because it's for our youth, and I haven't checked it out. You'll have to come and see. We'll have to figure it out together.
It might be me and the four-year-olds, but hey, I'm thinking I like
that's more fun than a lot of things, I think.
I know. Learn to Speak Dog, and the only reason I know that is because I was messing around at the library website, hitting events and then hitting different days. And there it was, Learn to Speak Dog. I'm like, I'm all over that. I like that. That's Monday the 22nd. I don't remember what time. I'm sorry. But, the other thing you have that I think is wonderful is Story Time for Kids. And do you play music when it's Story Time for Kids? We're talking about matching the word and music and how the music expands.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I don't think there currently are.
How amazing to have Andrew there playing a little violin while the kids are going through whatever little book they're doing at Story Time.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I'll share that with Suzanne, our youth librarian.
Or go ahead and get Jeannie Spotify. Maybe it'll go with one of the sisters. She's already got a Spotify going for her book. Yes, you had a thought? Oh, no thought.
I just said yep. I acknowledged agreement.
I heard you take a breath. All right, well, let's just kind of sum things up on this coming Saturday, the 20th, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning and going through to 4. You can start at 10 o'clock with Jeannie's book, and you're going to read from the book and talk about your book the way that that you did with us.
Actually,
at 10 o'clock?
No, actually at 10 o'clock is rather an inspirational speech.
Oh.
It's called Inspired to Begin, where I share the strange serendipity of writing this book and how history started falling in my lap.
But about the book, it's
about the book.
Reading it, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Gotcha. So what inspired you to write the book? And you've shared that with us about your father and the violin and, wow.
But little did I know that I had planted my book right in the middle of exactly where what I was writing about was going on at the same time. The serendipity of it opened up so much more story to me.
Yeah.
And the whole thought of Inspired to Begin is once you start, magical things start happening for you. The serendipity of circumstance starting to open up, and it all is that. It's just that starting point. So my speech is inspiring people if they want to start running, they want to, you know, talk dog, you know, start, become intentional.
Right.
And that's what it's
everything
all about.
Everything starts with the first step. If you don't take that first step, I don't care whether you're 5 and learning to ride a bike or 70 and you think you want to write your autobiography. It all starts with that first step, doesn't it?
It certainly
all right,
does.
That's Jeannie Higby. She'll be with you talking about inspiration at the library. And then following that, it'll be her book, Reading with Ruth Klingspeth. You and some of your students will be there, and some of the parents, I'm understanding, adults, will also be there playing violin.
Yes, yeah. For the reading portion, it'll be some of our faculty, teachers performing, and then we'll actually do a little speech about learning through the Suzuki method. It's really a beautiful learning method for all ages.
And then following the book and the music,
yes,
then you will have actually another musical presentation,
yes,
which is lovely.
We'll invite some of our students to come play. Andrew will be there playing his violin, and we will have a beautiful time of sharing music, because that's what it's about.
And then we come back to you, Jeannie, and you're going to set us free with making colors on canvas. It'll be music and art put together. We're looking forward to that, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Joyce Jowdy, what an amazing program that you have. I just congratulate you so much on what you're doing and how you're doing at the library. And thank you for doing that.
Thank you, and thanks for this opportunity to share and remind folks, while libraries are integral to our community and books to libraries, we're not just books.
No, they've got Audible for sure on Hoopla. They've got all kinds of stuff going on there, classes and get-togethers and tutoring. We'll do another show with all that detail at the library. I had a lot of people talk to me about my program last week with Dr. Adam, the chiropractor. He is on Michigan at the North Idaho Spine Clinic, and he specializes in pregnancy and pediatric care. I know a lot of people were interested in that. That's the way you can reach him and talk with him. Thank you to all my guests today. Next week, I'm looking forward to talking with our Bonner County clerk, Mike Rosedale. He's going to be giving us a heads up on the primary process coming in May, focusing on what races and repeat. If you want your absentee ballot, you've got to register for it every year. So come on back next Tuesday. As always, lots of good information for you. So until then, this is Barbara saying to you, take care of yourselves out there. Stay warm, slow down, and may God richly bless you, my friends.
On air at 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry, 97.1, and online at North.